Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your Adelaide News Briefing. Police have some questions for a man and a woman injured when they lost control of a car that turned out to be stolen at Salisbury last night. The silver Volkswagen had been reported nicked back in April. A 32-year-old man from Paralowie and his 21-year-old female passenger were taken to the Lyell McEwen for treatment. With family budgets under pressure, staff at BAE are going on strike. Around 200 aren't happy with the 5.4% wage rise they've been offered, saying it's not going to be enough to keep up with rising inflation. Meantime, Commonwealth Bank have moved on interest rates, passing on yesterday's 50 basis point rise to customers in full. The PM has announced $1,000 payments will be made available to every adult impacted by the latest floods in New South Wales, as Anthony Albanese visits some of the affected areas this morning.
This remains a dangerous situation and we need to respond appropriately. I'm very pleased that the Commonwealth is cooperating so well.
Floodwaters are steadily receding with evacuation orders to begin lifting today. Tributes continue for the founding member of popular Adelaide band The Audreys. Tristan Goodall was a respected local muso. He'd been suffering from ill health in recent years. He was 48. The Demons will get back their ruck duo for tomorrow night's top two clash with the Cats in Geelong. Max Gawn has missed two matches with an ankle injury and Luke Jackson's battled a knee problem. Coach Simon Goodwin confirming their returns this morning.
Yeah, Max, he'll be back and Jacko will be back. So get the both rucks back into the team. It's we certainly missed them last week in terms of our ability to execute in that phase of the game. So to get those aerial presence back into our footy team will be great.
And NBA memorabilia fetches big bucks with a singlet worn by Warriors star Steph Curry during the playoffs, fetching more than $250,000.
Listener.